Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Coffee
Classica. Tonight, we talk with author Reese Flint, and we're going to have a little chat about Reese World Publishing, but right now we want to see who is on the line. Who's on the line? Area code 404, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
It's actually Reese.
Hey, Reese. Yeah, welcome to the show. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. We have a little bit of a half of a second delay here. So if it sounds like I'm not answering you right away, it's that half a second delay. Now let's get right into this. All right, author Reese Flint, tell us about Reese World Publishing and how you became a publisher, or you can go even further back and tell us how did you get to be a writer?
Wow. I actually started writing in college, you know, just for fun, to ease my mind. And a couple of friends and I would write short stories and plays and, you know, act them out in our spare time, you know. So and it's been a while, you know. I actually started then and I kept writing. I wrote a journal that I keep writing today, actually. So it's been a pretty long journey.
Okay. Now, this cross-out series, is this your first set of novels, or since you've been writing for a while, do you have other novels or books or things in print?
Well, this is actually my first series in print. I, like I said, I've written for a long time, but I've never it takes a lot to go ahead and publish. You know, so I didn't, you know, publish my works, but I've written. I have probably about 15 novels, just, you know, that's in my vault. And this cross series is something that I love. I'm pretty passionate about it, about Devin and the characters. So I wanted to get this out first.
Okay. Now, can you tell the listeners, when you first decided to become a publishing house independently, how long did the process take?
Yeah, it took about, I put a lot of thought into it, and I have a good friend that has his own publishing house, and I would kick a lot of ideas back and forth with him and do a lot of behind-the-scenes work with him, you know, help him out with this project, or he'd help me out with a lot. And he finally said, bro, because I was actually going to go with his publishing house with my novels. And he was like, no, bro, just, I mean, you have the means to do it. You know, you certainly have the wherewithal to do it. So go ahead and, you know, we'll go ahead and get you in line to do your own thing. And it's probably the best thing that I've ever done, because I love writing, I love reading, and I'm having a ball. You know, I'm having a phenomenal time. So it took about a year of actual planning and, you know, setting things up. But, you know, we're here now and we're on the move.
What was the biggest obstacle for you in your journey on the steps that it takes to become an independent, legitimate publisher?
I would imagine the biggest obstacle was time management and adequate staff. You know, I had to find the right people in the right mix. It's almost like sports. I love sports, so I relate a lot of things to sports. When you have a team that gels together and, you know, they work together, then you're going to have success. And if you have a team that, you know, fumbles the ball here and there and you have one person that's, you know, not strong on the team, then, of course, your team's not going to make it, you know, as far as you want to go. So we have a strong team. We're always kind of tweaking here and there, but we have a strong team. And, you know, just look for us, man. We're going to be here for a long time.
That's amazing that you say that you were able to collectively get a bunch of minds together to make this phenomenal team. My question is, was it the team that made the year-long process, or was it because a lot of times, you know, you might find yourself doing a lot of the work yourself. So was it, you know, getting this team together, was that what took about a year?
Actually, you're so right when you say that, because I still do that. I really like to stay hands-on, and I like to do a lot of things myself, to the point where my staff always says, you know, what are we here for if you want to do this and that? I love the, you know, the publishing industry. I love the literary world. I love urban fiction. I love everything that has to do with it, and, you know, I'm there. So I think what took so long was not just my team, but me trying to get everything finished and just kind of in track like I wanted it and on the smooth path that I wanted to be on.
Okay, okay. Now, on the basis of getting your novels out here, is your team also a PR? Because when you're a publishing house, a lot of times you find yourself automatically thrown into the PR world. And if your answer is yes, please tell us what that's like for you, being an independent publisher.
Well, actually, no. I work with Writing Royalty Promotions on a lot of things, because I did a lot of research on them. And my friend that has his own publishing house works with them as well. So, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. You know, I could have done a lot myself, but, you know, why? When you see someone as established as she is and they are, you know, why not? Why not go with that? You know, and it gives me time to kind of kick back a little bit and work on other projects, network a little bit, you know, just kind of see the sights. It's a beautiful thing, like I said.
It is a beautiful thing. Shout out to Leisha Sadler,
what,
Writing Royalty Promotions? Who said what? That is the place to be over there. They are doing a lot of great things over there. Right now we're going to get a caller in, or maybe even a listener, because at this point in time it's looking like a caller. Area code 415-415, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with this evening?
We're speaking with the missus.
Uh-oh, is this Leisha? Oh, is this
the
wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, she just called to say she loves you.
Yes, I did. I called to listen in and say I love you. I'm on my way to do that good, what is it, 4 to 2 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And I just wanted to say that Reese World Publishing is going to take the literary world by storm. Just look out.
Okay, let's lift them on up. Let's go ahead and stand in testimony to that, okay? We love authors and publishers. We love, that's what we are here for that. You know, we are here for anybody that wants to shine, but we... Reese, I would like to talk about this cross out 1 and 2, this series, get a little bit into the characters and all of those things. So is that okay?
That's perfectly fine. Let's do it.
Okay. We'll talk to you in a minute. Y'all hold on. Be right back. This is Teresa Ray Butler with Cream City Classica. Yes, tonight the weather is fair. Y'all won't believe it, but right now it's looking like it is about 45 degrees out there. I'm telling y'all, I went outside and I didn't even have a scarf on. I was just cold-blooded with it. You know what I'm saying? Over here in Wisconsin where it get crazy. Man, last year was polar vortex, but we'll be right back with Off the Resplit right now. Pay a bill or two. Thanks.
Devin Cross is a successful Atlanta attorney with an interesting sideline. He's a ruthless paid assassin. While on contract, Devin meets an attractive executive, Portia Scott, whom he immediately falls for. She comes to Atlanta on business and they spend time together. While out, someone attacks them. But neither Devin nor Portia knows why or who may be out to get them. Will Devin allow his judgment to be clouded by the beautiful Portia? Or does she really matter? Who's the real puppet master? Papa Juan, Isaac, Dana? Is it Portia? Find out as you journey with the characters in Cross Out. Available through Reese World Publishing by author Reese Flint.
Ooh, Cross Out. Hey, are we back? Is everybody back? This is Teresa Ray Butler. We are back on the line. Reese, you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Mrs. Flint, are you with us still, or did you want to just go into the holding room where you could just listen?
I think she's just listening.
Okay.
Just going to sit in the holding room.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on Cream City, and remember, you hear yourself on playback, girl. All right. So, Cross Out, the series. Let's get into this. Let's talk about this guy and this woman that he falls for, and also the villains, if you will, because I know you don't want to give it all away. So I'll let you have the floor.
Right. We don't want to give it all away, but, you know, we could give you a little teaser. Yeah, Devin. Devin's an Atlanta attorney with a very interesting sideline. He's a high-paid assassin. And he loves what he's doing. He loves both of his trades, actually. He loves being a lawyer, and he loves to kill. He was trained early on in martial arts by his handler, actually the guy who started doing the kills, and he kind of passed it on to Devin. Devin meets Portia Scott on one of his kills, and she kind of changes his life. You know, he falls for her, and... you know, they go through their little thing, but she has some business with her too. So it's very interesting without giving up too much of the story. You have this guy, Flacco. Flacco is an interesting dude too. Flacco's like your local drug dealer extraordinaire. Extraordinaire means he doesn't realize that he's actually a prince in the cartel, in the game actually. His grandfather's a cartel boss. And he's been grooming him for years since he was young to take over, which he doesn't know. So it all unfolds in a real way, and you have to actually read it. I'm not going to give you too much of it, but I guarantee you won't put it down.
Okay. All right. Now, Reese World Publishing, is that where the book can be purchased? Let's talk a little bit about how much the book is and where it can be purchased at.
Okay, we're on Amazon. We're solely on Amazon. We didn't go with a lot of the different outlets this time. We went with Amazon. The Cross Series 1 is actually only 99 cents ebook. It's 99 cents ebook with part 2 being $2.99. This is the introductory, you know, offers to our series, and which will only get better. It's actually a trilogy. You got Cross Out, you got Double Cross, and Triple Cross. And it gets so amazing. It gets so amazing that, shoot, I still read it. You know, I read over it, and I'm the one who wrote it, and I'm still reading it. So we're there. We're in print. We'll be in print in about 2 weeks. I just wanted to get this book out there and get everybody, you know, kind of into the characters and get to know Devin and Flacco and Papa Juan and, you know, Portia. And I'm pretty sure you'll be just as amazed as I am and love these guys.
Awesome. Can I ask you, because you did speak a few times during this interview about another individual who owns their own publishing house, a person who, I guess we could say there was a mentor type of position that affected you. Is there any way that you can give this person a little love and a little shine on Korean City? Because there's enough room for us all to shine on Korean City Classic. We do that
for
here.
Sure. For sure. My man G Street, my man Sherman Hudson at G Street Chronicles. Old George Sherman Hudson. My man, my mentor,
okay.
My dude.
Okay, shout out
G and Shauna, they're doing their thing
That's
over there.
Up.
I'm proud of them. Yeah.
Shout out. More love. now, these two book covers, is there any chance that that is you on both of those book covers?
That's not me. I wish I was as handsome as
okay.
he is.
We were just wondering. We were wondering over here at the station, like, I wonder, is this Reese? Well, you sound like a fairly young man, so, you know, it was an honest mistake, you know. You seem very young and successful, so please take it as a compliment.
Hey, no problem at all. I love it. You know, thanks for the compliment. I can only hope I can live up to Devin's status. Devin is a cool dude. Devin is suave and smooth and, you know, hey, I can only hope to live up to his stature, you know.
Is Devin your favorite character when writing this series, or do you have a few? And if so, can you talk about why?
Well, actually, Devin is my favorite character, but my writings are different. You know, my next book coming out is called Jugman. And it's a hood classic, you know, it's a tale of, you know, guys in the street hustling, you know, getting their money the way they can. And it's a totally different, you know, it's a totally different feel than the Cross series. So, you know, I write what I feel and I write, you know, whatever comes to mind. So I don't think like, you know, before I go in and grab my pen, I don't say, well, you know, what am I going to do here? I just let my pen bark and do the talking. You know.
So you don't have a favorite character that you've developed along the way?
Devin would be him if I have to say my favorite character, Devin, because there's a little of Devin every book, you know, in almost every book, not every book, but almost every book. So, you know, I kind of like to go with the little smooth guy. There's always a smooth guy in there somewhere, smart and smooth, and, you know, that can be in the boardroom and the hood at the same time. You feel me?
Yeah. Versatile code switcher, you know? Okay. Are you going to be involved in any upcoming events or anything that the listeners or possibly your fans who will listen to the show Is there any events that you want them to look out for to come and meet and greet you?
We have some things coming up in the spring that we will, you know, we're not confirmed yet, so I don't want to speak on them. But I would just have to say get with Leisha. Leisha handles all that. She's my go-to girl, and she's fire.
Yes, Leisha, she is on top of everything, I must say. She's one of the most professional people that I've worked with so far in the publishing world. You know what I'm saying? If there's anything that needs to be done, it's done. You know what I'm saying? So, yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Are there any other people that you would like to sign or some love to tonight? We know that we have your precious wifey on the phone. Bless her heart, because she is everything to stand up for her guy. Yes, we need that in the world. Is there anybody else you'd like to thank, talk about? You have about a good 5 minutes, you know, just chatted up about people who maybe inspired you other than the other guy. You know, this is just, you know, give you room to give some shine on some other folks right now.
That's what's up. I mean, you know, I really got a shout out to my wife. She's my backbone. She keeps me going. You know, I don't know what I'd do without her. I don't know what I'd do without Leisha at W, you know, Writing Royalty Promotions. You know, they've been both there for me. You know, shout out to my staff. My staff is there 24 hours. I can't do anything without them. I really appreciate everybody on my staff. Tom, Mika, Melissa, Machiavelli Ham, everybody. You know, I really appreciate y'all, and, you know, we're going to the top, baby. Thanks to all my fans. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to everybody on social media. Thanks to the people who don't even know me yet, but you will soon.
That's hot. Reese World Publishing, are there more authors that are on deck alongside of you that you can talk about tonight?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we actually got the boy Arthur Banks. He's coming out. He's got a couple of nice hits coming. We're still in production with him. We have Machiavelli Ham. Machiavelli Ham is he's so fly with his writing. His pen is so hot that I can guarantee you, this is something I can say right now, I guarantee you a money-back guarantee if you don't like his work. Everything he does and everything that he's done so far, I've been like, wow. You know, so I liken him to like Baby, Wayne. When Wayne came out, you know how Baby was pumping Wayne really hard, and Wayne didn't disappoint. I guarantee you, that Machiavelli Ham won't disappoint.
Okay, now you got to stand up to the word. So you know we're gonna bless you and say, okay, we'll let it be so. All right. Can we expect to see you being at any, like, major events, like maybe Book Expo America or perhaps the Essence Fest, you know, maybe some local big places you might decide to be at in your local area? Is there anything like that do you see in the future, possibly for 2015?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm really a behind-the-scenes type guy. But, you know, at least you ain't having that, really. You know, so I'm just going to sit back and, you know, however she puts me out there, I'm going to go with it. You know, our publishing company is going through the roof. And I guess, you know, to go through the roof, you got to be seen going through the roof. So I'll be there. I'll be anywhere. It doesn't matter because, I'm everywhere. So you may see me in your town driving down your street with a big sign. Reese World Publishing, you know, get with it. Thank you.
Devin Cross is a successful Atlanta attorney with an interrupting sideline. He's a ruthless paid assassin. While on contract, Devin meets an attractive executive, Portia Scott, whom he immediately falls for. She comes to Atlanta on business and they spend time together. While out, someone attacks them. But neither Devin nor Portia knows why or who may be out to get them. Will Devin allow his judgment to be clouded by the beautiful Portia? Or does she really matter? Who's the real puppet master? Papa Juan, Isaac, Dana? Is it Portia? Find out as you journey with the characters in Cross Out. Available through Reese World Publishing by author Reese Flint.
Oh, wow. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Technical difficulties in the showroom. We had another caller come in, and I got dropped, and they got put on. I'm not sure if you're there, area code 478. We only have a few minutes left to the show. Are you there with
us,
478?
I'm here.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Tristan McKinnon from Georgia. How you doing, Reese?
Hey, Tristan. How you doing, my man?
I am well. I heard you were on. I wanted to call and give my support about all you do.
That's what's up. Tristan is on our staff, everybody. Tristan is one of my great editors and authors. My dude.
You found me out in the wilderness wanting to edit and write for somebody.
Hey, that's one of my dudes. Hey, you couldn't do it without him, man. I really appreciate him.
I'm just putting the commas in, but you're getting the books out. And I just wanted to show my appreciation and let you know I was a fan.
Hey, no problem. Much love. Everybody give a shout out to Tristan one more time, man. Everybody give it up for Tristan.
Yay!
Yay,
Tristan. Yay.
That's right. You need anything spelled, you give me a call.
That's right. Right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling into Korean City Classica. And don't forget to put the show on playback. That is the end of our show. We have run out of time, everybody. Reese, it has been a pleasure.
Sure.
Mrs. Flint, thank you so much. Tristan, you are everything. You guys have been great. Is there any way that you can come back to Korean City to talk about Cross Out 2 or maybe Part 3? If so, come on in. We got you. So, did you have fun?
Okay. Man, I had a ball. It's over already?
Okay.
We'll come anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime you call me, I'm coming.
Okay, well, you got your commercial. Miss Alicia Sound will probably send that to you if you don't have it already, and you have the show link on playback. So until then, we wish you much love and light, and thank you, and good night. Have a good one. All right, everybody?
Okay, thank you, too. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Oh, wow. Man, this is Teresa Ray Butler saying, you guys, you know what? It's another room for us all to shine in. When we got people that's coming in and they got their teams together, you know what I'm saying? You can pull through any situation. Like tonight, we had our team on deck when the call got dropped and what? Kept it moving. This is Teresa Ray Butler saying, Korean City Classica, home of the $5 ad. Whatever you do, rap, sing, dance, it doesn't matter. You know what to do. Korean City Classica at hotmail.com.
You're on the call.